Now, what do you do with them then? I mean, do you make 100 tortillas and keep them for a week? Or?
No, we eat them right off the...
You mean you would eat them? Your family would eat them?
Yes.
Tell me about that. Now, how would you eat them?
I guess they have big stomachs. What? How do they eat them? The way you would eat bread.
And then, or if you wanted to make tacos out of them, would you...
We don't make tacos out of these.
Out of wheat?
Out of wheat.
This would just be for bread?
Yes.
Would you make a sandwich out of them?
You could.
You ever did?
I never allowed my children to. For some reason, I don't like them to.
And so you would just use it as just bread? Do you butter them or anything?
You can butter them. They're very delicious. Have you ever tasted them?
I've had them one time last night. I just ate them plain. I didn't know how to. I watched and everyone else was rolling them up.
I don't never let my children roll up a tortilla.
So I didn't know how to do it. So
you just cut it the way you would bread.
Oh, you just break it. Now, rolling it up, is that crude?
I imagine so. For some reason, I've never let my children roll them up or make a taco out of a tortilla.
Okay, well, what would you make a taco out of?
A taco, I would make it out of the corn tortillas.
How do you
a shell, you fry it in oil until they're crisp.
You make them the same way though?
They're the same
with
one.
Corn meal?
Yes. I've never made the corn one.
You don't make tacos?
There's a factory down the block.
So you buy those. Now, are those hard?
No, they're very soft. Very, very soft. When you fry them, they become hard.
So you buy them soft, like wheat tortillas? And then you fry them in deep fat or how?
Yes. And of course you make them as hard as you wish.
So you could have a different one. And then you make the chalupas out of those?
Yes.
But the only way you use wheat is just break the flour.
Yes.
Do you make anything else out of cornmeal? Do you ever buy cornmeal and corn flour and make things out of it?
Out of cornmeal? Some people make a sort of a pudding. I've never tried it.
What is that? Do you have a name?
They put the cornmeal in an oven until it's toasted.
Just the meal?
Yes. And then you just mix it with milk and sugar.
And just eat it like that?
Pinole is what they call it. I've never had it.
Anything else you'd make out of cornmeal? Any other kind of bread?
No. Tamales. Have you ever had tamales?
How do you make tamales?
Tamales. I cannot make tamales because I have an allergy to the corn husk. You put the dough on a corn husk and then you put in some pork meat or beans. You just close it flat and simmer it in water and you've got a tamal. And if you've never had one, I don't see how you've lived so long.
You eat the corn husk?
No, you take, after it's cooked, you peel off the corn husk and you eat the inside.
Is it hot?
Hmm?
Do you put a chili powder?
Yes.
So it's a hot dish.
As well, the ones you buy are not really that hot. You have them as hot as you want.
So you could eat that anywhere?
Tamales, we usually have them for Christmas, New Year, birthdays, christening. You know, if you only have 15 minutes, I think you would want to see something about our wedding customs. I think the American weddings are... I want to show you something about our wedding customs.
Tell me about it.
Like our wedding customs, I have to show you. Let me tell you about the christening. Like I tell you, I have a granddaughter. Because my daughter is a woman, it's a girl, I would get to christen her first child. Had it been a boy, his parents would have christened the baby. But my parents were alive and they're very young, so I felt that they should christen the baby because they had priority over me. My first grandchild was christened by her grandparents. And she wore a beautiful handmade dress.
By her great-grandparents?
By her great-grandparents.